Coach, I'm certain a way that you would not have wanted to see your season come to an end. Of course, the only one team gets to win its last game, but you know, in terms of the way you prepared, and I know that you know you guys had a solid game plan, but as opposed to the ways that you guys may or may not have allowed them had troubles on your own, it was really West Harrison's execution here today that pushed them past you here this evening.
Yeah, no matter how many days you spend preparing, you cannot simulate their physicality. You can't simulate their length. And those two Evans boys are special. But I tell you what, that point guard's incredible too. And looking at the stats, they have five of their starters in double figures. And for them to out-rebound us by the most gross margin I've seen in 20 years. I've been doing this a long time. And, you know, our scouting report, huge letters, number one rebound. And, again, you can't simulate that. And West Harrison's a great team. They played well today. They've been here before, and you know they earned the game. And no matter what, I'm proud of our kids. And you know, our season ended hard, but it ended in Wells Fargo, and I think that's something we'll forever have. And we're so proud of them.
You guys made a couple runs. You got within four kind of late in the first half, and then that was kind of it almost turned out to be a turning point in the game. You guys fell behind by 15 early, got it down to four, and then just kind of couldn't quite get over that hump, whether it was one rebound or one extra stop. I mean, what was there any other point you can really look back at and say, yeah, this is maybe not what we want?
We expect them to make at least one run. And I told the kids for the game, we said every storm runs out of rain. Like, they're going to make a run. But we have to be able to overcome that, and eventually we'll make our run. We're too good not to. And I think we saw that in the first half. Probably the second half, they were able to hit shots. They were able to do the little things. And when you give them that many second chances, just no matter what. And then, of course, fourth quarter, we had to start extending our defense, and they broke it. And, you know, it doesn't matter to me if we lose by four, if we lose by 40. It's we got to try to do what it takes. But, you know, I think the big advantage for them, they've been here. No matter how much you prepare kids when you get in that arena for the first time, it's a shock to the culture.
When was Dunkin's last appearance?
2014.
14.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's been 9 years.
So these guys have been in the stands here to watch.
Yes.
They haven't been on the floor.
Yeah. And these guys played in Substate last year, and we lost to Lake Mills in Substate last year, and that was a great experience. But no matter what, getting in this arena, it's when you run out of there for the first time. And so my biggest concern was right out of the gate. And again, I was so proud of our kids for making that run early in the second quarter. But, you know, unfortunately, they had more than one counterpunch for us. So, you know, we can't fall short.
Coach, a senior class that, I mean, unparalleled their four-year success with the program. I think around 82, 83 wins, somewhere in there. Just talk about not only their impact this season, but throughout their 4 years at Dunkerton, and then even beyond that, this is a group that's played together for 9 years.
Yeah. They left a legacy. They did. And in a community our size, they've excited and energized not only our team, all the students, K-12, our youngins, the whole community. There's so much support for our school, and our seniors just fed off that. They thrived off it. And I told the Water City Falls Courier, I said that our seniors left a legacy of leadership, of enjoying the game, enjoying the journey. What people don't see on the court, okay, what people don't see is what's off the court. And every day they had fun. They loved each other. They were vocal. And that's the legacy they're going to leave. We have a lot of talent in our underclass. They got to learn to do the little things, and this group did the little things, and there's very few groups who are ever going to have more success than what they had over those 4 years. And to go undefeated for, and the last time we lost a conference game was before COVID-19 was a thing. So we're going to miss them. They've broke a lot of records, but again, the memories that we're going to have is the ones that we made off the floor.
And one final memory that I want to make sure that I talk to you about and bring up here today. Ollie gets in at the end of the ball game, and I know for all that he's been through, and you know, maybe you can just kind of tell our listeners a little bit about what he's gone through, just and what it meant for you to get him in for that last that's 45, 60 seconds of this game.
Right. The thing about Ollie is he's just starting to feel his best right now. He was not only a starter, he was one of our best players last year at the start of the year, and he started the first two games, and he was our best lockdown defender, wing, three-point shooter, classic 3-and-D guy, meant so much to our team. And then all of a sudden he's off, and obviously we never thought about it selfishly, we thought about him, you know, and and we laughed together, we cried together, and we were just trying to be there to support him, but we missed him. Like, we just missed him on the court, off the court, and for him to finally get back now and finally be starting to take meds that don't quite as affect him as much as the other ones were, and just this weekend in practice, last night we were practicing in West Des Moines Valley, and we're doing a full court competitive drill, and two or three plays in a row, you make great plays. It's like, oh, y'all, and life's not fair. Life's not fair. But the important thing is that he's going to be okay, and that he's beating this thing. And, to see him get on the court a few times, to see him back with the guys, we were just a better team in every way when he was around. And so I'm glad he got to have this memory. I'm glad he had to be here with us. And I'm so proud of him and the lessons that we've learned from him. And I've said it before, I've learned more from him than he's learned from me. And it's been special. Yeah.